This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. By far the biggest story you may have missed this week was the decision by the Federal Communications Commission to roll back the net neutrality rules put in place under the Obama administration back in 2015. Chairman Ajit Pai led the partisan Republican-appointed majority. A public comment period now opens before the agency moves that proposal forward. The Federal Communications Commission has already received more than 1.2 million comments on the issue of net neutrality in just the past 2 weeks. Michael Copps is a former commissioner of the FCC, now with the consumer group Common Cause. He says he believes all the turmoil of Trump headlines may have allowed corporate advocates to pull a fast one out of the heat of public scrutiny.
At stake is the future of the Internet, citizens' ability to go where they want to go, say what they want to say, not have a few huge cable and telecom behemoths act as gatekeepers and speed up their friends and give them fast lanes and slow down everybody else and throttle and all the rest. This is the most potentially liberating communications network in all of history, and to see its potential go the same way as radio, TV, and cable with concentrated control and gatekeeping is a tragedy for the future and is a danger to American democracy.
How did we go from such a feeling of utopian future regarding communications to something that, at least ideologically, feels like the opposite?
I think too many of us thought for too many years that the Internet was so dynamic, so explosive, and so open that it was somehow exempt from the laws of economics, somehow exempt from the laws of industry concentration. You know, they could understand there were problems with radio, TV, and cable. People could, but they thought the Internet was going to be forever free. Meantime, the Internet started down that very same road, taken by those more traditional media, consolidated a few huge telecom Internet services providers. Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon got hold of the bulk of it, charged exorbitant prices, and we still haven't got broadband out nearly to the extent that other countries do to all of our citizens, and it's holding the country back.
And the United States will remain behind the rest of the world as far as you're concerned.
This is our communications platform. This is going to be our town square of democracy, increasingly paved with broadband bricks. And as a result of the consolidation and all of these things we've already talked about, our news and information has really deteriorated. The craft of journalism has deteriorated. There's no model for it really to speak of on the Internet. And we have starved our democratic dialogue. And that's why, as a country, we aren't making the best decisions for our future. So the first thing we've got to get straight is how to use this technology to advance the well-being of American democracy.
Chairman Pai's proposal, is it reversible 4 years down the line?
Well, yes, it is. Congress will also play a role here. But, you know, we shouldn't be playing ping pong with this. One administration comes in, it does one, the next one reverses it, and then we go back and forth. The Internet is fraught with all kinds of questions beyond net neutrality. To me, net neutrality is kind of a entrance question. Are we going to have an open Internet? And then we have to figure out how this Internet is going to impact our lives, how we work, how we do our jobs, if we're going to work, artificial intelligence. All of these things are part and parcel of the debate over the future of the Internet. And that's what we ought to be talking about, not just, well, you did it one way, we're going to do it another way, and then 4 years we change it again. That's not how the Internet was supposed to work. The power of the Internet was supposed to be with the people at the edges, not in the center with those who transmitted. That was the dream, that was the image, that was the vision. And I'm afraid we're headed in just the opposite direction, where the people at the edge, the consumers and the citizens for whom the Internet is a public good, are going to find that we have failed to take advantage of a shining opportunity to improve the nation. We're playing very fast and loose with the future of the country.
Michael Copps is a former commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission. He's now a senior advisor for media and democracy reform for Common Cause, the liberal nonprofit advocacy group. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.